So what's your name and how did you get involved with ABCD?
My name's Marion Birchall, and Janine was given our name from ABCD. She was given our name. I don't know how she got our name, but we do a lot of work with Croydon Council and the police and the fire brigade. And so that's how we got to know her. And she came up and we have our meetings there, the ABCD meetings, and we provide the facilities for that. And it's just snowballed from that.
So what do you do at Pathfinders? What kind of help do you provide for the community?
Our main aim is to get anything we can get for New Addington to make it a better place to work and live in. I've lived here all my life. And I'm very passionate about the fact that it has a reputation that's not warranted. So I do everything I can to turn that round. So at Pathfinders, we signpost people to wherever they can get the best benefits. We'll work with anybody. We work very closely with the fire brigade and the police to try and improve things. And the fire brigade's figures on arson have hugely dropped since they've been doing their crossfire challenge and things like that, which we aid them with. We work really closely with the police, unfortunately too close when poor Tia Sharp went missing, but that's, you know, that's all water under the bridge and we still kept those good links with the police. We work with Croydon Council and promote anything they're doing, like their free testing for their electrical equipment and things like that, and anything that we can do to raise the profile of New Addington, we go out and do it.
Brilliant.
That's it.
So what... How sort of specifically is Pathfinders linked to ABCD?
Well, apart from facilitating their meetings, we applied for funds to plant poppy seeds. Unfortunately, it didn't go as we planned. We planted over 60,000 poppy seeds on a piece of meadowland in New Addington, and not one came up. So we're hoping that now it's been a year on, they will all come up this year. A year late, but we did do it to commemorate the 100 Years War, as well as a group of us went up and actually planted the ceramic poppies in the Tower of London. We went as a Pathfinders group and we went and did that as well. We thought we'd do our own up here and planted all these 60,000 poppy seeds, and unfortunately not one.
And did members from the community get involved in that?
Yes, they did. It was to see the young people running around, just scattering poppy seeds in soil, and the fire engine was there, and we just had fun, and we had food and drink, and, just everybody had a fun afternoon planting these poppy seeds, running around in the open, using the space that we have up here.
So do you think that that project helped people connect with that history?
I hope so. We have got very strong links up here with people in the community that are serving already, some that have fallen, and also the veterans. The British Legion is just really sort of trying to increase awareness again of people. The young people on the estate need to know. And so, we're working with them as well. We helped do the Remembrance Parade. We provided the food and everything for them. And so we try and get involved and just make people aware, because without what happened in the past, we can't go on to the future.
And with ABCD, do you see that it's brought about any change locally?
Yes, there's a lot more connected things going on. It's always been brilliant up here for little individuals that do their own thing. There's lots of things going. Lots of people do things that are not recognised and never been recognised. This has given them the opportunity to all pull together, and everybody now knows what everybody else is doing. So it's connected the estate really well, and some good things have come out of it.
And so have you seen some sort of good projects or some good ideas come out of it?
Yes, the Energetic and Wise has been set up through that. They are superb. It's doing what everybody else wants to do, is to bring the old and the young together. They share food, they share stories, they share crafts. The young people help them with IT, and the old people share knitting and card games. And it just actually breaks down barriers that they can talk to, and just lots of other things like that. Everybody is connected. Everybody knows everybody. We're all talking to people. And they say, oh, did you know that? And have you heard from? And if you haven't, you can go and make yourself aware to those people, and then you can pass them on to other funders and other things that are around. So we all talk now, which is what we need.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, finally, what are your hopes for the kind of the next phase, or what would you hope to happen next?
What would I like to happen next? I'd like more of the same. I'd like a lot more investment put up here. I would like a lot more investment in health, in the young people. A lot of the services are being cut. I mean, this place is going to lose its funding, or possibility of losing its funding. That's not good. Tynebridge Centre is exactly the same. They all rely on generosity of their volunteers. And while it's really good, but the lifespan of a volunteer is normally 6 months. So what do they do when people stop volunteering? The young people need it, because I'm very passionate. If they've got nothing to do, they will go and find the wrong thing to do. And we need to steer them on the right course, because it's a hard world out there. They need all the help they can get.